The gist of the budget is that not as much money is going to social services as the Democratic lawmakers wanted, and Republicans say they need to save for potentially bad future budget years. Here's the Democratic perspective from Representative Chad Campbell.
So we're going to not allow people to get the educational opportunities they need to maybe transition or improve their quality of life from one job to the next. And then for those people struggling to hold on to their house, we're going to pull some money out from underneath them and hope that they can hang on and make it work. That is not good planning. And that is the biggest problem we have with this budget, is a lack of planning. This budget leaves kids' care unfunded. And I want to point out that a couple weeks ago, we talked about a bill down here, and we had passionate debate about how important children's lives were, and those with disabilities and health care needs, special health care needs, and how important those lives were, and how every one of them should have the opportunity to live and have a successful life. And yet, here we are today, not funding kids' care. We are the only state in the country not funding kids' care.
But Republican Representative John Kavanaugh says the budget reflects Arizona's economic situation.
Thankfully, Arizona's economy is, in fact, coming back. Unfortunately, it's not coming back fast enough. The traditional recession recovery is a V, but because of the unusual circumstances of this particular recession, the economists call our recovery the Nike swish. Down quick and a very slow recovery. In 13, we're increasing spending. We're not cutting, we're increasing spending, but only by 0.5%. In 14, we'll be raising that to about 2.4%. In 15, it's going to either be about 4.6 or 2.5, depending upon whether the Obamacare mandate is there. So what you're going to be seeing over the next several years is a slow increases and restorations in areas that were cut the hardest in the past. In fact, this budget does put a lot of money into education and the social safety net.
Republican Andy Biggs shared a similar sentiment in the Senate.
This budget is a strong budget. It is a good budget. We promised people last year, if you made tough decisions, you would be preparing for the fall off when Obamacare hits us. And guess what? We are prepared now. What we did last year gave us a budget carry forward. By managing that budget carry forward, and we followed the economist who spoke at the FAC meeting, who said, you know, you can make it through 14 and 15 without raising taxes. You can make it through 14 and 15 even with the Obamacare hit if you constrain your spending in 13. And we've increased our spending, but we've done it in a rational, well-thought-out way.
And just like in the House, Senate Democrats criticized the spending plan. Senator Steve Gallardo noted the amount of funding set aside in the Rainy Day Fund and the lack of funding for uninsured children.
Folks, we haven't even begun to pay our bills yet. We are sticking money away without even taking care of the needs of the people of Arizona. The idea that we're not even going to provide $6 million for some of the most vulnerable people in our society, our kids, we're not even going to pay for that. There's a list, and we have a whole list of items that should be funded, yet we decide to put $450 million in a savings account and ignore the needs of the people of Arizona. It's raining in the state of Arizona, folks.
Democrats tried to make changes to the plan, but were repeatedly outvoted by the Republican majority in the House and Senate. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.